I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come aboard.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Friday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. We come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Well, Rocket can. We appreciate you spending some time with us at a Target Demo Friday. Find the meme on both Twitter and on Facebook. How it started and how it's going. Raz slugging down a plate of enchiladas with how it's going. Him keeled over on the couch after 27 drinks on Sunday. Tried to bang out a drunken topic sheet. That's our meme today. Find it and let us know where you are, how you're listening, and what you're doing. And I'll read through those coming up here on the show in 40 minutes from now. Again, on Twitter, that's DA on CBS. And on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow. Mraz gives us his football picks coming up in 20 minutes, plus his always undefeated football food of the week. In the NFL, what a party crasher the Browns could be. For years, the AFC North has been the home of the dominant Steelers and the dominant Ravens. For years. In fact, aside from the random year where Marvin Lewis's Bengals would get into the playoffs and then lose immediately, it's been the domain of the Ravens and Steelers for nearly 20 years. Since they went to this divisional realignment in the early 2000s, it has been Ravens, Steelers, Steelers, Ravens. Occasionally the Bengals break in. Rarely. The Browns never break in. They never win this division. They never have a home playoff game. And yet on Sunday, the Browns have a chance to have first place in the AFC North. With a win in Pittsburgh, the Browns would move to 5-1. Would drop the Steelers to 4-1, and the Ravens have a trip to Philadelphia. If the Eagles knock off the Ravens and the Browns win, the Browns are 5-1 all by themselves atop the AFC North. Can they win? I think they can. I don't think they will. What I've seen from the Browns at this point in time is that Kevin Stefanski has brought all of the pieces that they have acquired finally together and given them a coherent strategy. And that's been missing for a while. Under Hugh Jackson, Hugh is a fighter. Hugh is combative. Hugh always felt like he didn't get enough respect. And so he was always trying to prove something. And look, that has led him to a lot of good jobs in the NFL and ultimately a head coaching job. So I respect that. But when it came to bringing all of the disparate parts of the Browns together, all of these differing identities and personalities, Hugh, A, wasn't able to get that on the same page, and B, was not able to handle expectations. And so he had friction with Baker Mayfield, and I think friction with the front office, clearly friction with Todd Haley. He couldn't navigate all of that, and there were expectations. So that flamed out. You bring in Freddie Kitchens because he's an ally to Baker Mayfield and because you feel like, well, we've got pieces. We just need an offensive mind here. And you bring him in and Freddie talks the talk. Freddie's confident. He's got bravado. He may never have been a head coach before, but he's not going to let that stand in his way. He is a guy that, you know, kind of says, hey, I'm going to stick my chin out. You punch it. Well, again, that doesn't get everybody on the same page. That is a guy that did not have a cohesive plan, was not able to get Baker Mayfield focused, had lost Odell Beckham, and just emotionally, last year's Browns team is all over the place. They've got talent, but as evidenced by Myles Garrett taking a helmet off of Mason Rudolph and swinging it at his bare skull, the team was emotionally all over the place. It was erratic. You have pieces. We've known they've had pieces. They've had Mayfield. They've had Landry. They've had Odell. They've had Myles Garrett. They've had pieces. They've had Nick Chubb. And it takes a totally different demeanor for Kevin Stefanski to bring it all together. Even though Stefanski didn't play in the NFL, he's not in a prove it, I'll show you type of mentality. He also doesn't need the stars. He doesn't need the headlines. He doesn't need the highlights. He's totally fine being boring and playing boring. So they're going to run the football. And they're going to run the football and run the football and run the football some more. And yes, the highlight of the season right now is Odell Beckham on the double reverse going around the Cowboys and getting to the end zone. But that is only at the end of a game where they need to ice the game. They didn't get to a spot where they got that lead in Dallas by a lot of razzle-dazzle. That's not who they are. Kevin Stefanski is a smart but grounded guy without ego. That's what I've always wanted for this Browns team. Smart. A lot of their guys have not been smart. A lot of their coaches have been bozos. But also grounded. The smart guys have also got to have no ego, humility, understand that this is a process, and we just got to be professional. And other Browns coaches also didn't have the talent that this team has. I love the way that now they're buttoned up operation that plays professional brand of football and has good talent. The issue is the Steelers are better. They are. They're better because they're deeper. The Steelers on defense have just more talent at all lines of their defense than the Browns do. The Browns have wonderful wide receiving talent, but the Steelers have a quarterback, have multiple wide receivers that they can lean on any given day. I mean, look at what happened last week where a wide receiver that is a rookie has four touchdowns, and they've got a running back in James Conner behind a solid offensive line. That they're just deep at a lot of positions. They have talent at a lot of positions. And they are very clear in their identity. I feel as though last year they felt like they had a year stolen from them because of the Roethlisberger injury and because Hodges and Rudolph were so bad under center. I think they felt like they had a season robbed, and this year it's a make good. This one's also at Heinz Field. I think that the Steelers win this game, but the Browns are a good football team finally. And if the Browns find a way to win on Sunday, whether the Ravens win in Philly or not, they would be in first place in the AFC North. And how shocking would that be, 6 games into the season, if the Browns are 5-1 with an impressive win in the division at Heinz Field? It'd be absolutely huge. We're finally seeing when the Browns tanked and they ripped it up and they had all those draft picks. It was like the Philadelphia 76ers. It wasn't the plan that was broken. And it wasn't the acquisition of talent as well. The Browns had a plan. just like the Sixers, to go get a ton of draft picks and draft a ton of talent. They did, and they drafted a ton of talent. The issue was the coach didn't fit. And now the coach finally does. The talent's a little seasoned, and they've got a chance to be in first place in the AFC North by their lonesome by the end of the weekend. Mraz, do you think that this could be a year where the Browns crash the AFC North party of the Steelers and Ravens? And if so, is this the start of us talking about the Browns in the AFC North?
I think it certainly could be. I don't think they win Sunday. I think they're probably a year away from really crashing that party. But, I mean, look, with that extra wild card, I think the Browns are certainly going to be that team in a conversation. And I find this game versus Steelers wildly fascinating. Does Ben Roethlisberger and their offense absolutely bully the Browns' defense where, you know, Chase Claypool or insert whatever random receiver now just goes off? Or are the Browns going to be in this game where it's a tight fourth quarter and all it takes is, you know, a slot play if Odell Beckham Jr. is healthy? He left practice yesterday and he's sick, where he takes off running and all of a sudden the Steelers look and go, oh no, we're down 4 points late in the fourth quarter. I think this game could go a lot of different ways. Ultimately, I think the pride of the Steelers and the Steelers' talent is going to outweigh a little bit of what Cleveland's got cooking here. But yeah, this certainly has the makings here. We could be waking up on Monday and that could very well be the cold open, that the Browns have arrived and maybe, just maybe, they're the team that comes out of the North, wins the North, and who knows, maybe they find themselves playing the Chiefs in a big game later on in the AFC. I think everything is on the table.
This is by far the best game of the early window. Basically, this is a two-game type of weekend. There's a lot of bad games, a lot of bad football teams playing other bad football teams. Early window, it's all about Browns and Steelers, and then late window is obviously all about the Packers and the Bucks. I think the Ravens-Eagles is interesting, only because at some point in time, the Eagles have to take their heads out of their you-know-what. I don't think it's going to be this week. The Ravens are too good a football team to let them off the mat. I don't think it's going to be this week. The Ravens are 7.5-point favorites on the road in Philly, which means the Vegas says Baltimore is a 10.5-point better team than the Eagles on a neutral field. Crazy. And they're right. I mean, can you believe the Eagles are getting a touchdown at home? That's pathetic.
I would have never thought this before the season, that we keep falling this far with the Eagles. It's embarrassing. And truth be told, if you watch the Eagle defense, forget Carson Wentz for a second, I have no flipping idea how they dare think they're going to control Lamar Jackson around the edges on the field. They don't do anything right in contain. I have no idea how Lamar Jackson won't go off in this game. It's scary, scary how far the Eagles have fallen.
Second best early window game might be Bears-Panthers, which is weird because the Bears are the most fugazi 4-1 team ever, so much so that the Panthers are favored in this game. The Bears are 4-1, and the Panthers are actually 1.5-point favorite at home.
Yeah.
Again, neither one of these teams are going to make any noise in January. One of these teams might make the playoffs. I hope both of them don't, because those are two, to me, pushovers when we get to the postseason. But I guess we get to see what they look like against one another. I don't think they would be very good against decent teams.
Yeah, and remember, before the year, everybody thought Carolina was a decent chance they'd be picking number one overall for Trevor Lawrence. And Matt Rhule's done an excellent job in there. Robbie Anderson's been the perfect deep threat guy to go down the field for Teddy Bridgewater, who's very much looked the part. And do I think that they're a team that could really bang it around with the big teams in the NFC? No, but if you get to January and you have Christian McCaffrey running the ball and Bridgewater plays safe football, that is a team who might put somebody on upset alert. So I find Carolina pretty fascinating, especially in this spot. And what do the Bears do, right? They come off an emotional win on a long break here where they beat the Tampa Bay Bucs. They beat Tom Brady, a game nobody gave them a shot in. Can they come out and keep the momentum going with Nick Foles and beat a Carolina team that's going to be a pain in the neck all afternoon?
More of the NFL coming up with Mraz's NFL picks and football food of the week, but I just wanted to address one picture that's been circulating on the internet. Have you seen ripped Peyton Manning on the beach?
Yes.
Now, Peyton Manning, for his entire career, was not some type of crazy workout buff. He obviously was in shape, but it looked like he enjoyed those Papa John's pizzas. A little pudgy, a little soft. And there's pictures of him on the beach. I don't know why there's Peyton Manning paparazzi pictures, but there's pictures of him on the beach where he has a six pack.
Yeah.
Now, this guy's got to be in his mid 40s at this point in time, maybe leaning on late 40s. How the hell does this guy, now he's not playing anymore,
right,
in the best shape of his life in his mid to late 40s?
it doesn't make any sense. And who doesn't want to have a carb when they're done playing football, right? Like, wouldn't you want to just be eating pasta all the time? Because to have six packs like that, I think carbs are a big eliminator. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's something I can't eliminate from my pitch repertoire, if you will. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how he looks the part. And here's my scorching hot take. I think these pictures that have surfaced are actually making six packs less cool and less attractive. Because he just looks pasty. And, like you look at that six-pack, and it's like, ooh, this is what a six-pack is? I think there's a distinct possibility, if these pictures keep being mainstream, that Peyton Manning makes six-packs uncool and flabby continues to be in.
That's the weirdest take ever, and I think that the only way I can rationalize that take is that you're trying to validate not being in shape. Because how could you ever say that somebody's six-pack would make being healthy uncool?
There's a difference between being healthy and being chiseled. There's nothing wrong with being that. You should always strive to be healthy.
Yeah.
The point is, Peyton Manning, that healthy with a shirt off, is actually unattractive. I think Peyton Manning is less attractive with the marks of the six-pack. And I think there's a chance that girls, if you're into six-packs, maybe look at Peyton Manning's six-pack and go, oh, maybe this isn't for me, and it opens the floodgates for chubby people everywhere. And I'm not talking about massively obese people, but dad bods were kind of in. I think dad bods soar being in because Tom Brady makes the six-pack less attractive to women. That is my take.
You mean
so
Peyton
chubby
Manning.
Guys, get on board. Peyton Manning's going to help you out here.
I think it's just lighting because there's other pictures. There's other pictures of him throwing this little football around in the water on the beach, and it looks like he's kind of got a bit of a gut. You know, it's not a constant ab session, so I think maybe he was flexing for a moment and then also sucking in, and then also the sun coming directly down at him, creating the shadow effect under the ribs or under the abs, because the other pictures of him don't look like he's got abs.
Interesting take. What kind of body does somebody have that, because I know when I suck in my gut, you all of a sudden don't see the outline. Because remember this, everybody does have a six-pack. There's a six-pack in everybody. It's a matter how many layers you got to get to it.
That's right.
The fact that he can be flabby and suck it in, all of a sudden you just, like, it becomes like a Batman vest? I don't know if that's possible. Also, the lighting, it is outdoors, D.A. It's not like he walked into some wedding hall with a photographer that's figuring this out. I think the six-pack's there. It might just be one of those things where he bends the wrong way. You're making him out to be like he's a superhero that can make these things appear and disappear.
Well, I do think beach lighting is probably the best lighting outdoors. You know, you're getting a bright sunlight coming directly down on top of you. So it's creating the shadow effect underneath whatever little bit of abs that you have. You see what I'm saying? When he's throwing the football, there's no abs, but only when he's kind of bending over and flexing a little bit does he got the abs.
Right, I do, but I don't think lighting has much to do with it as far as he's just a tweener right now, D.A. He's a good week of eating away from having that all the time. I think it's just, you know, your body torques. I mean, what's the old Seinfeld line? The male body's like a Jeep. You don't want to see it naked. It just kind of, you know, does the job. That's exactly what's going on with Peyton Manning there. You don't necessarily want to see a Peyton Manning naked, but if the right turn happens there, you're going to get him chiseled. And I think the chisel's a bad look for chiseled people. There are people with six-packs across America asking Peyton Manning to eat more because it's going to make them look less cool.
Well, he specifically doesn't have a naturally athletic body or build. He's very tall and long, and he can't build out his biceps, so he doesn't have that natural kind of V shape where it goes in at the waist, and he's broad up top. He can't have a broad upper body, and he's got... You know, you say you've got a weird waist. He's kind of got a weird waist as well. It kind of goes from his shoulders right down in a barrel situation to the hips.
There's no curvature at all to Peyton Manning.
He's got nothing.
You could put two levels on the side of Peyton Manning's shoulders down to his hips, and that little bubble will be right in the middle.
When we come back, NFL picks with Mraz. It is Football Food of the Week. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Puffiness with football. Mraz gives you his NFL picks every week. It's Up the Gut, only on the DA Show.
Now, we do poke fun at Mraz quite a bit here on the show this week specifically, but he actually went 3-0 last week in his picks to put him at a very commanding 11-4 on the season. So if you're betting with Mraz, you're making money on his NFL picks. We begin with the Packers and the Bucks. In this game, you got him at a pick'em. You like the Packers on the road in Tampa.
Right. The spread is varying depending on where you get it. I just checked within the last 5 minutes, and I still got it at a pick'em. You saw it at minus one. It really doesn't matter to me because you can take the 1 point, you can take the pick'em. The Packers are going to win this game. What Tom Brady wilts the most with and had to deal with this last week versus the Bears is pass rush. So while the focus should be on Aaron Rodgers and the Packers' offense and how they can score points in bunches, remember we gave that note earlier in the show, they haven't won a game by less than a touchdown all year. I do expect them to throw all over this Bucs defense, but I really expect the Packer pass rush, led by a couple of Smiths, to get after and hit Brady and punish Brady all game long. And I have a feeling by about 7:30 p.m. Eastern, I won't be sitting there stumbling on a recliner. Instead, it'll be Bucs fans going, what happened? I thought this was going to be such a big year. And I think you actually have a very embarrassing afternoon for Tom Brady and the Bucs, where the Packers beat them by a couple scores. Give me the Packers at a pick'em.
I think the Packers right now are the best team in football. I know that they don't get the same credit on defense that the Chiefs and Ravens do, but I think that they're that good. And if the Packers win this football game, the Buccaneers fall to a very pedestrian 3-3 at the six-week mark here on the season. In the NFC West, it's the Sunday night game. The Rams travel to San Francisco to take on the 49ers. I think you're right on the money with this pick. Rams are laying 3 on the road. The Niners have 2 wins on the season against the garbage New York teams. Yep. The Rams are only laying 3 here, and you like the Rams by more than a field goal.
Yeah, Rams 49ers in a night game will always be near and dear to my heart. Remember, that was the very last thing I was able to watch before my daughter was born on a Saturday night last year. They played some pretty wild games, and in the NFC West, sometimes you could do that throw the records out the book situation. I think the Rams are on the comeback here. I know they've had some of these games where you expect to win by a little more, like that Giant game. They don't. They punished Washington a week ago on the road. And look what their defensive front led by Aaron Donald was able to do. I mean, Alex Smith was running for his life in that game. I think the San Francisco 49ers offensive line, which has had its own trouble this year, is going to have fits with the Rams' defensive front. And I think ultimately Jimmy Garoppolo is feeling a little bit of pressure now since he's come back after Nick Mullins was able to win a game. He has a bad effort last week to Garoppolo versus Miami. I think the Rams' defense is going to be in his face all game long. Important to note here, this is about the 49ers' defense. Their depth isn't what we thought they would be with all of these injuries. They are 2-0 overall, 2-0 against the spread this season when they allow fewer than 22.8 points. So just getting to 23 points is the magic number here, as Vegas and the spreads would get to. And I imagine the Rams have no problem finding their way to 23 or more points. Give me the Rams laying the 3 on Sunday night. Hello? Did we lose a DA? All right, I'm going to give you a pick number 3. It's very weird now. If you're watching on twitch.tv/CBS Sports Radio or watch DA.
He's frozen. Is he okay?
DA has his frozen look where he just looks like he's so angry. It's almost like he looks like the Teddy Roosevelt wax figure in Night at the Museum, Bogues. So we're going to press on here. I'm going to give you pick number 3. I'm going with the Dolphins laying 9 versus the Jets. Ooh. I am at 11-4 here. It's a big number. I'm 11-4, but I'm so sick and tired of not capitalizing on the Jets being dreadful. Every time you see a big number versus the Jets, you think, well, this is the week. They're going to find a way to keep a game close. They just dumped Lev Bell. Adam Gase is dead. I mean, the Jets aren't playing for him. He's had it. How about this, too, for Miami? This is the first week that they have ever been a favorite in a game that Brian Flores coaches them. So the Dolphins have yet to be favored since Brian Flores takes over. This is the first time. It's a big number laying 9. I know a lot of people think let down. They blew out the Niners last week. But these are the New York stinking Jets who are going to lose every game by 2 touchdowns when they're facing a much better opponent. And that's exactly what the Miami Dolphins are. Give me the Dolphins laying the 9 versus the Jets. My 3 picks again. I'm 11-4 on the year. I don't care what Sharp Tierney and BT does during Tiki and Tierney. Your best NFL picks are right here in the morning show on the DA show. Packers in a pick 'em at the Bucks. The Rams laying 3 at the 49ers, and the Dolphins minus 9 at the Jets. That is my picks here. And Bogish, I guess, without DA, we got to do a football food of the week here, right? I mean, there's no telling. We may not see DA till Monday at this point with that frozen face.
Yeah. So what dip with bacon are you making for us this weekend?
I was thinking about that. I'm giving you Dr. Pepper pulled pork sliders. That might be a lot of alliteration.
With bacon.
You're going to get yourself a pork shoulder, a pork tenderloin, or even some thin pork chops. You got to go crazy. Get yourself a slow cooker. Bogus, you're somebody who loves a smoker. I'm going to tell you, go crock pot here. You throw that in. You want to get whatever seasoning, a little salt, pepper, a little garlic powder, and I will give you whatever your barbecue sauce is of choice. If you like a honey barbecue, that's fine. You like a good Stubbs traditional, that's fine as well. Pour whatever can of barbecue sauce you want in there. Now crack open not one, but two cans of Dr. Pepper. What that does, much like you saw with the Coke ribs I gave you a year ago, the sugar from that soda will cook into the meat, sweeten it up just a little bit. But the Dr. Pepper also gives it a little bit of that cherry flavor. So that cherry flavor with the sugars mixes with that barbecue sauce, and you'll still get your spices of the salt, pepper, garlic powder. I recommend cooking this for about 10 hours, so it might be something if there's a football Sunday you want to get involved with. Maybe you throw it in the night before and have that all primed and ready for a little Steelers-Browns, if that is your fancy that needs to be tickled. But I'm giving you Dr. Pepper pulled pork sliders. That is my football food of the week, folks. Your thoughts?
It sounds delicious. 10 hours is a long time. That's to take some planning to figure out when the right 10-hour window it is. But it sounds like it'll pay off once you get to the end of those 10 hours. And to steal a page out of your book, I'd argue that Diet Dr. Pepper, not for this recipe, as a drink, Diet Dr. Pepper is the number one diet soda that you can find. Diet Root Beer is close. Regular Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi is terrible. But Diet Dr. Pepper, at least for me, gets me close enough to real Dr. Pepper without the 17,000 pounds of sugar that's in normal soda.
So I can't trust enough. You need the sugar in the pulled pork, so don't go Dr. Diet Pepper
full,
there.
You need full Dr. Right. Pepper for this.
But maybe I should have about five Diet Dr. Peppers instead of 16 Shipyard Pumpkins this Sunday. We will see what shape we are in. And that is your Up the Gut in this week number 6 in the NFL. Bogus, you got an update?
I do. Yesterday, guys, it was the Falcons. Today, it is the Colts. Their facility is closed while they confirm up to 4 COVID-19 positives. Those Falcons, though, the good news, returning to their facility today and will play the Vikings on Sunday. Also good news in Cleveland, Odell Beckham Jr. and all other players and coaches testing negative for COVID-19 yesterday. OBJ was sent home when he showed up sick. Nick Saban is still in doubt for tomorrow night's Alabama-Georgia showdown. Saban said last night he still has no coronavirus symptoms. NCAA rules prohibit him from having any in-game communication with his staff or being at the stadium if he is still in quarantine, but he could possibly clear that quarantine with 3 consecutive negative tests, the last 2 coming within 24 hours. Back in the NFL, Le'Veon Bell is signing with the Chiefs, not the Bills or the Dolphins. The earliest he can suit up for KC is next weekend. Bell joins an offense that's just 13th in rushing yards per game and would be worse than that without Clyde Edwards-Helaire's 138 yards back in week 1. 22-year-old Braves righty Bryce Wilson, not Hall of Famer Clayton Kershaw, was the better starter in Game 4 of the NLCS last night. Atlanta manager Brian Snitker.
Wow, about all I can say. I mean, you kidding me that kid stepped up, and I guess how he'd handle this situation, he answered that question that was asked earlier in the day, and kid hadn't pitched in 3 weeks. So that was just an unbelievable job.
Wilson allowed just a solo homer while striking out 5 over 6 in career start number 8. Kershaw didn't survive the 6th inning, eventually charged with 4 runs on 7 hits. The Braves scored 6 in that 6th to win 10-2. They're now 1 win from their first World Series in 21 seasons. The Rays, meanwhile, are still 1 win from the World Series, now 0-2, closing out the Astros in San Diego. Carlos Correa forcing Game 6 with a solo homer bottom 9 off Nick Anderson. Tampa Bay manager Kevin Cash hoping his guys can do some hitting soon.
We just got to get the bats going a little bit. We're, you know, three solo homers, and that's really all we had. We got to turn it around. We're going to see a guy, I'm assuming Valdez, tomorrow that we just saw 5 days ago. So hopefully that familiarity will play in our favor.
Houston is expected to start lefty Framber Valdez today. The Rays are just the fourth team to take a 3-0 lead and then find themselves in a game six. First pitch today is 3 Pacific. The Braves and Dodgers start at 8 Central in Arlington. Ty Lue is the Clippers' new head coach. Former Clippers coach Doc Rivers, now in charge in Philly, reportedly close to adding Dave Yeager to his staff there. And Daryl Morey stepping down as Rockets GM after 13 seasons, effective November 1st. Morey will still up Houston, find a new head coach. The Rockets' 8-year playoff streak, the longest current run in the NBA. And Vegas Golden Knights owner Bill Foley said yesterday he thinks next season will start on February 1st. January 1 is the league's official target date for now. Sean, back to you.
All right, Bogish, it is time to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Matt tweets in, Mraz just slammed Shark Tierney. Does Mraz think he really is better than Brandon Tierney at picking games? That is your Ask the Pros question of the day. Look, I'm not trying to slam Sharp Tierney. I think he does a good job in the afternoons, but boy, he loves flexing every Friday afternoon about his picks. And here we are, you know, a little old morning show here, Bogish. And I am 11-4, and I've kept quiet through all these weeks. The fact remains, this is the best spot to get NFL picks on CBS Sports Radio. It's Mraz. It's up the gut. Sharp Tierney needs to catch up to me, baby. That's where we're at here, and that is your Ask the Pros question of the day. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is sponsored by Geico. Want to know what's really scary? Ooh, seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It'll keep you up at night. Switch to Geico and save.
This is what happens. This is what happens when you take over the reads, is that we get a boo. Ooh, and you're flexing on BT now?
I
you're
am.
Flexing on BT's picks?
He's been great, but he's not been as – but the fact remains, the best NFL picks this year have come on – it's here on the mornings at CBS Sports Radio.
Whoa.
That's a fact.
3-0 last week, and suddenly you're peacocking, huh?
11-4 on the year. It's not about a 3-0. How's that power situation in Warwick, by the way? That's what we need to know.
Clearly, it's a little dicey. Are you guys getting storms as well? You guys got the rainstorms rolling through?
It is a drizzle right behind me. That's it. I'm only getting a drizzle, not a storm.
I think I might be a little bit ahead of you guys because we had a pretty good storm just come through here. But I think it passed, so I think we're okay right now.
Okay. All right. Well, you might as well tease. Yeah, you're here.
All right. When we come back here on the show, it is a Target Demo Friday. Get them in right now at DA on CBS on Twitter and on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow. Boy, BT's not going to be happy with you flexing on his picks. You know that.
Well, bring it on. Bring it on. Him and his green smoothies. Let's go.
Whoa.
Oh, the DA Show, CBS Sports Radio.
It's a Friday fiesta. Here's what our listeners in the Target demo are up to.
On Twitter, Nicholas tweets, I'm in Columbus, Ohio, listening on the radio.com app. Question, if Mraz attempts to create the Batman vest, does it increase the chance of an oopsie? Hashtag, everyone has a six-pack. You don't want to constrict his gut too much. Those internal organs need to have room to breathe. GC tweets, I'm on Long Island, CBS Sports Network, getting ready for my Zoom meeting. Friday night Zoom, mean you could get a little loose. Sweatpants, slippers, maybe a little booze in your coffee. Jay Sachs tweets, man, I would love to hear a with bacon drop in the midst of Dave Freeman's discussing Greg Marshall allegations on a Winthrop game broadcast.
Bacon. Oh,
no. With bacon.
Carla tweets, I'm in Meridian, Idaho, listening on The Ticket. I'm on my way to school to teach my kiddos. Hashtag beam me up. Justin is in Savannah, Georgia, listening on the CBS Sports app. I'm going to be building my girls a swing set and grilling out before the world of outlaw sprint car racing tonight on Dirt Vision. Let's go! Kevin is listening in Albany, New York, currently window cleaning, blasting the DA show on Twitch.
have a weird waist.
Troy is listening on his phone in Vancouver delivering bread to a grocery store. He started at 3:30 in the morning today. Marianne is listening on the radio.com app getting ready for her last day of work. I'll have found new material for Trash I'll have to find new material for Trash Tuesday. I'm excited to listen all the way up until 10 a.m. from now on.
I don't even have a job, Damien.
Lonnie says, happy Friday in Arizona, listening on the radio.com app. I'm at work with bacon.
With bacon.
Bacon.
Alien Kush is apparently now the doppelganger, the secondary account of Alien OG, because Alien OG is right now in Twitter purgatory. He says he's ready to hit the yard, pump some iron after the show, maybe get a tattoo and have 27 drinks of toilet hooch and try not to get shanked.
I'm the man!
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
Sports Mira Mira on a Target Demo Friday. There's a word for 27 drinks, Mraz. It's called alcohol poisoning, a.k.a. dead. Don't try this at home, kids. Mraz is an enigma. You could say that again.
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
Thomas is listening on Sirius XM 206 in Texas. Last day doing rocket science from home. Back to the office on Monday. Please beam me directly to Bob's Bar on Sunday. Hashtag Mraz Intervention. Jeff tweets. He's polishing off. Listening to Mraz justify parental thievery and polishing a case worth of booze to drown his football sorrows and celebrate his beloved Rays is just what I need this morning. Listening on the radio.com app at work in Marlton, New Jersey. Hashtag Target Demo Friday.
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
Let's go! Let's go!
Charles is in Conway, South Carolina, listening to 100.3 The Team. Painting the world a brighter color, waiting for my Coastal Carolina American football to get some national respect. Hashtag Target Demo Friday. You just gave it to him. Nice job. The Chanticleers. Caleb is in Flavortown, Ohio, listening via the Google Podcasts after the show, getting ready to go deliver some mail. Hashtag my coworker's a jerk. Hashtag can I get a beam up. Hashtag I hate the Steelers. Case is a steam fitter in Toronto listening with the Twitch TV app, just killing time before work. Hashtag beam me up. Justin is listening and he's waiting for my plane to board at BWI Airport, getting ready to go home. Hashtag Target Demo Friday. Chuck tweets, he's listening on the radio.com app in Cleveland. Between Mraz's Twitter punishment, Evil Mraz, and Drunken Mraz, has there ever been a two-week period in show history that has had so many 12 DAs contenders? Hashtag 12 DAs.
With bacon.
It's true. Mraz's Twitter punishment, Evil Mraz, Drunken Mraz, there's been so much to sift through. Mike tweets, he's listening on 1260 in Erie, PA, going on a sales call to sell a bunch of high school kids some Letterman jackets. Hashtag, I don't even have a job, Damien.
I don't even have a job, Damien.
E-I-E-I-O. We're all unk here.
Mraz said with an unk unk here. An unk unk. On Facebook, Jeff writes, DA, I'll be listening later on in the morning via the podcast. I'm in Idaho while hitting the gym. Keep up the great work, you guys rock. Hashtag, can I get a beam up?
Bacon.
Branded on Facebook. Happy Friday, listening on the CBS Sports app in Tacoma. Going to watch some football this week and drink some beers, eat wings. Hashtag, how many beers ago?
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
Craig is on Facebook, representing the 727, waiting for Mraz post the show to podcast so I can listen while I do a bit of lawn mowing and yard-ening. With bacon.
With bacon.
Tim is in Boise, listening on SiriusXM. Boats hooked up, one last bass fishing trip for the year. Hashtag, little wet, little drippy.
Take them away!
Delbert, what up, DA? I'm in Detroit. I'm listening to you guys on my phone and my friend Jacqueline is with me as well. We love Cleveland plus the 4, Green Bay and Baltimore laying the 9. Hashtag Target Demo Friday.
Potatoes with bacon.
Joe is on WXNT in Indianapolis working from home and wondering if the Colts game will be canceled due to COVID. Hashtag beam me up. Hashtag we miss little Mo. David's in Huntsville, Alabama, SiriusXM 206, sitting in the truck waiting for Waffle House to open. Hashtag, you need to eat like this.
French fried with bacon.
Potato. Patty is up early listening on radio.com and traveling to my hometown of Suffern, New York for my daughter's wedding this afternoon. Congratulations. It's a momentous day for us. So can I get a beam up?
Fruit
very
with bacon.
Cool. Very, very cool. Congratulations. There should be plenty of apps that have bacon at this wedding. All right, that is your Target Demo Friday. Let's get to your epic fail of the morning. Mraz attacks Bogus for his lack of ability to drink as much as Mraz drinks. Here it is, your epic fail.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
We've all been there. Hey, stop.
I haven't.
Oh, get serious.
Not
yeah.
Gross.
I have.
Three kids, you
I
never moseyed on down to the Jersey Shore, put your fists in the air, yeah, maybe kick the hacky sack at a Dave Matthews concert, and have one too many Pacificos? What are you, nuts?
I have never stumbled my way into 20 drinks, or the equivalent of 27 drinks.
Well,
no,
it
I have
must
never
be
done that.
Great to walk in Andrew Bogus's shoes.
Coward.
How perfect he is. Oh, he'll
I'm
fly to
perfect,
Cancun
but...
and go listen to All the Saints Come Marching In by Dave and a bunch of flip-flop wearers, but he'll stop at 19 drinks, folks. He's never crossed the line. I mean, come on, you prep boy.
So again, you're sitting here as if it's better
so
that
weird.
You did this and stole things from your parents' house. Like, that's the better
it's
behavior
so weird
than the rest
that
of
you can't steal from your parents. They're your parents.
DA, I got to run real 1 second. I got to nuke you.
I live there. I grew up there. I've given alcohol to them. They've given alcohol to me. I brought the stupid pie. It's not thievery if it's your own family. You're just... It's like taking home a goodie bag. That's all I did.
80% of our respondents to the poll yesterday said you stole.
Of course, because they think I'm a jackass. Of course they're going to side. That is a stupid poll. Take
you
the poll.
I'm sure your dad thought you stole from
Bogus,
him.
I'm telling you right now, the next time we're at a wedding, maybe Pete will get married a third time. I don't know.
Waka, waka.
I'm counting your drinks, man. I'm counting your drinks. I don't want to hear
ahead.
It.
You're not getting anywhere near 20.
I'm not out there painting the town red. I got a nine-month-old daughter at home. When was the last time I acted like that? Maybe the 4th of July? Please. I had a day. And I've came here all week, and I've showed up. We've had some good guys.
Things have changed.
Well, we had some good shows. You guys are, like, trying to throw me in prison.
It is funny. One day we had no guests because Jonathan Stewart didn't pick
well,
up his
phone. Well, that's not my fault. Oh, that still counts. The box is checked.
Epic fail, you loser.
That. Is why you fail.
Epic fail.
What a bizarre morning where Mraz tries to paint Bogus as a goody two shoes for stopping at 19 drinks. Oh, you're such a good guy. Oh, you stop at 19 drinks. What kind of argument is that? Oh, look at me. I'm perfect. I stop at 19.
Yeah. Everybody's had that day where they drink the equivalent of 6 people's worth of alcohol. It happens to all of us.
Also, Mraz, when was the last time I had a day like this? 4th of July? 2 weeks ago at my house was that day.
I stepped up.
Aren't I allowed to have a day? Yeah, it's called every Saturday or Sunday.
I'm sure your wife liked putting you in a car with a baby there.
On Facebook, Dorian writes, I'm at work making the Jeep Gladiator, loving the show. With bacon. He's in Toledo.
With bacon.
I just love the idea that no matter what, you could always add with bacon to anything. Like, I'm listening on radio.com while making a Jeep Gladiator. With bacon.
With bacon.
Andrew is in Michigan on the radio.com app getting ready to go do some leaf peeping this morning. Hashtag foliage with bacon.
With bacon.
Grant is in Wichita, also on radio.com, hitting the gym 3 weeks until my bodybuilding show without bacon. That'll do it for us this morning here on the show. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Or the bacon. Thanks to Pete the Body Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel and audio director. Thanks
with
to
bacon.
Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA and the
with
Master
bacon.
Of Memes. Thanks to Andrew Bogish on your headlines. This Goody Two-Shoes stops at 19 drinks. What's wrong with that guy? I'm
with
DA.
Bacon.
Have a great weekend. The Mothership disconnects.
With bacon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.